On the 22nd of December, I just received from Noel a link where 1 billion people, at least they're saying 1 billion, will sing Om all around the world. So it's a great opportunity for us, wherever we are, at 12 o'clock noon Indian time, to chant Om with everyone else. I think it's very important that we do this. They are doing it in the old style, Om, but it doesn't matter. Om is Om. And so that's one thing. So tonight I wanted to begin by prefacing a few introductory thoughts that I'm going to read from Savitri. Not the ones that I always read, but, you know, Sri Aurobindo was speaking autobiographically through Ashwapati, and Ashwapati's yoga is part of Sri Aurobindo's effort on the earth. So I'm going to read some passages that apply to all of us as we try to go higher and deeper. Last week was a very powerful experience, 11-11-12. We didn't have the beautiful acoustics that we have here, this wonderful room, but still it was very powerful. So let us begin with our usual warming up exercises. Pushing, use the diaphragm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very interesting in the greater choirs that I've heard, and I've heard hundreds of them. Sometimes the parts are separated, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. At other times, the men and the women together, all mixed in. Because when you're doing each part, it's a different quality of color in the blend. If I'm sitting here and you two are singing, there's a different timbre, we call it, different vocal color. So we don't always have to switch, but it's also good in the beginning that we have deeper voices in one area and higher voices in another. But then we have ladies' voices, very higher voices, medium and lower voices. So you have to sort of feel where your voice falls, what your range is. And that's why we do these exercises. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
A little low voice. Okay. You'll get the next one. No, no, no.
Oh.
the more beautiful it became. You see, we are in a new world, and the rules of the old world no longer apply. When we go deeply within and we touch the unity that is in each one, and we transcend sex, race, background, education, we touch the soul. And that is why we are here in the Om Choir, to open to something so new that it has not been heard on the earth before. And this 1 billion ohms is a beginning of that force that will change men, transform greed, transform power lust, transform all of these things. And tonight I read you some things from Sri Aurobindo. Now, I'm going to try different voicings. We call it voicings. Just right here.
Thank you.
some voices rise up. Any note, keep it going. Any note. Some don't sing. They bring their presence. They bring their aspiration. They bring their love. They bring their devotion. A shapeless memory lingers in us still. And sometimes, when our sight is turned within, Earth's ignorant veil is lifted from our eyes. There is a short, miraculous escape. This narrow fringe of clamped experience we leave behind, meted to us as life, our little walks, our insufficient reach. Our souls can visit in great lonely hours still regions of imperishable light, all-seeing eagle peaks of silent power, and moon-flame oceans of swift, fathomless bliss, and calm immensities of spirit space. Thank you.
The body's rules bound not the spirit's powers. When life had stopped its beats, death broke not in. He dared to live when breath and thought were still. Thus could he step into that magic place, which few can even glimpse with hurried glance, lifted for a moment from mind's labored works and the poverty of nature's earthly sight. All that the gods have learned is there self-known, there in a hidden chamber, closed and mute, are kept the record graphs of the cosmic scribe, and there the tables of the sacred law. There is the book of being's index page, the text and glossary of the Vedic truth are there, the rhythms and meters of the stars, significant of the movements of our fate, the symbol powers of number and of form, and the secret code of the history of the world and nature's correspondence with the soul.
Thank you.
lifting the heavy curtain of the flesh. He stood upon a threshold, serpent-watched, and peered into gleaming, endless corridors, silent and listening in the silent heart for the coming of the new and the unknown. He gazed across the empty stillnesses and heard the footsteps of the undreamed idea in the far avenues of the beyond. He heard the secret voice, the word that knows, and saw the secret face that is our own. He heard the secret voice, the word that knows, and saw the secret face that is our own. When we stand for the last Om, let us try to make the most perfect sound that these bodies, sacred bodies, are capable of receiving. Inaudible to our deaf mortal ears, the wide world rhythms wove their stupendous chant, to which life strives to fit our rhyme beats here, melting our limits in the illimitable, tuning the finite to infinity.
Thank you.
Let us try to hold this, not only tonight, but tomorrow, and to return home with a sense of gratitude that this could have happened tonight.